Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. I'm live in Seattle, Washington, and it's the 4th of July weekend, 2017. So I want to tell people you are welcome to call in for a short intuitive and healing session. The phone lines are open, 202-570-7057. You're welcome to call every show. I pack the shows with as much information as I can, and I do welcome callers. So today, I'd like to welcome you to talk about spiritual democracy. So we're going to talk about what it means to be citizens of the planet and of our families, our neighborhoods, our cities, our countries, wherever you are in the world today. But first, I would like to have you start with a guided meditation with my crystal partner, Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. Fallon is a rare power crystal, which means he is a healer and a truth bringer. And I promise you, you can experience his energy for the entire show. Depending on how your intuition works is how you'll notice. So whether you're stronger in hearing, seeing, feeling, or just knowing that his energy is there with you, take a moment and connect with him. So as you take a deep breath, breathe into your solar plexus, all healthy, positive energy. And as you exhale, just release what doesn't serve you. Breathe in and take your attention to the top of your head. And as you breathe in, you're connecting mind, body, and soul more closely together. Breathe down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, your knees, and your feet. Top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Feel the energy swirling, your chakras clearing. And now imagine this crystal, which is in the form of a ball, gold quartz, vibrating, rotating at your feet. And as it moves up your body, either outside or inside your body, imagine this gold light filling you up from your feet to your knees, to your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your head, and your crown chakra. Crown chakras are usually wide open with Fallon, so you may experience some dizziness, so we'll clear that out at the end of the show. But also imagine this gold light flooding your heart with healing, with warmth and connection and love. And however you experience your intuition, you may hear him speak to you or feel his energy or see him, or just know that he's with you today. So welcome once again to the Practical Intuitive. Robin Fritz, I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and certified past life regression specialist. I have an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. You can again find us at the show, 202-570-7057. You can also email questions, concerns, and of course I do readings and clearings and healings for people. You can find out on my website or email me at Robyn, R-O-B-Y-N, at robynfritz.com. That's R-O-B-Y-N-F, as in Frank, R-I-T-Z.com. But today we're celebrating the 4th of July in the United States. We just celebrated Canada Day in Canada. And for those of you outside the United States, it's a celebration, okay, of independence from the British Empire, if you will, the beginning of what became known as a radical experiment in governing ourselves, what we call democracy. But today I want to talk about citizenship, not just of the United States, but of the planet, starting with our homes, our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, our country, and of course the world. And we're talking physical, emotional, and spiritual citizenship, what it looks like, what people say and do and think, and how we can be grounded in authentic citizens. I'm not talking politics or issues. I'm talking people of any country, not the artificial boundaries we put on citizenship. So stop and think about, what does your intuition tell you about citizenship? What are your spiritual and metaphysical beliefs about it? Who influenced your ideas, and how do we become citizens of the planet? So here's a little known but weird and very interesting, fascinating fact about the world we live in today, which is, do you know where democracy came from? And you'd say, well, in the United States, our founding fathers and mothers, I would add, decided they wouldn't stand for taxation without representation, which is, okay, very, very quick thing. But it's true, but there's something else. In the 18th century, the Western world, people in Western Europe were coming together and they were learning and sharing. There were citizen scientists meeting in Britain and France and throughout Western Europe. They were doing experiments in natural science, discovering how plants grew and why, discovering air, basically, what air was. They were also creating music, art, and literature. They were talking about the rights and responsibilities of citizenship and what that meant. They were envisioning a world that was intellectually, artistically, and culturally stimulating. And they were devising a great political experiment that eventually led to a war and the creation of the United States of America. And the one thing all of these things had in common, believe it or not, is they were all fueled by coffee. Now, I was like, what are you talking about? Yes, coffee. Okay. The democratic freedoms we were all celebrating in the world came about because Europeans discovered coffee. That's a fact. I stumbled across that some years ago and thought, that's hilarious, right? But it makes you wonder, doesn't it, if something as simple as coffee can change the world, what can love accomplish? So that's what we're doing here today, exploring how love can and is changing our world. So, spiritual citizenship. Last July 2016, I was on the beach with my dog, and an acquaintance said, "You're psychic?" And I go, "Well, I don't really want to call it psychic, but I am intuitive." And she goes, "Well, what do you see happening in the election?" And I was like, "Well, I wasn't really thinking about the election." And all of a sudden, I saw it, and I said, "Wow." I said, 2 weeks before the election, something will come out about Clinton, something legal issue, and as a result, so-and-so will win the election. Now, I won't say so-and-so's name because I don't want the energy of that name on my show, but I was horrified at what I saw. I don't like seeing the future, although I will help people take a look at where they're going as an intuitive and a spiritual consultant. But what I saw turned out to be true. And after the election, I received an email from someone who asked a question. She said, "Gratitude and affirmations like I am at peace with everything don't seem targeted enough to do anything after this election. There must be something more we can do to have an impact on this situation. What is that?" So I thought about that again today as I was preparing for our show in the 4th of July weekend. And here's my answer. Love. If coffee can fuel the enlightenment of the 18th century, what can love do in the 21st? So we choose what citizenship looks like and we go for it. I should know because I had this learning curve to understanding citizenship, and I hope by sharing it today we can all find ways to be citizens at home, in our neighborhoods, in our states, in our countries, and on the planet. So I have to admit that I wasn't always thinking, and I was a snob, and I left the country for the bicentennial many years ago, and I thought honoring being an American citizen was a foolish idea because I was religious and spiritual, and of course citizenship didn't matter. I said that. I, with a dad who, until the day he died, had shrapnel ooze out of his body because of injuries he endured in Italy in World War II. Now, they say our brains aren't fully developed until we're in our late 20s, so I'm hoping that was part of my lack of understanding of citizenship. But after that, I started paying attention, something that's hard in our busy world, but not impossible. So years later, I was discussing politics with my dad, who was a diehard Republican, and he was mad that I wasn't. He thought I was a socialist, whatever that is, and he was exasperated with me. And he finally said, "Darn it, Robin, did I fight a war so you could be a blankety-blank socialist?" And I stopped and I looked at him and I said, "Well, Dad, yes, I guess you did." And he looked at me, startled, and sighed, and he said, "Yes, I guess I did. Because it's true, those who fight wars, those who vote, those who take part in the daily life of the citizen, they make it safe for the rest of us to think, to speak up, to make mistakes, and then come back again to participating as citizens of the planet." So we'll be back after the break to talk about what that means in our daily lives.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, live in Seattle, Washington. And I'd like to get back to our conversation about citizenship, love, and what makes a difference in being a citizen, not just of a country, but of the planet. So if you would like a short intuitive reading or healing, or have a question or even a comment on what we're talking about today, please call in 202-570-7057 or email me a question or comment at robin@robinfritz.com, robynfritz. So we're back to the discussion I had with my dad about my dad calling me a socialist and did he fight a war so I could be socialist. And I said, yeah, Dad, you really did. And he said, yes, I did. It was one of those times when we agreed. I was a diehard Republican. I was anything but. We should take that to heart. I mean, my dad actually recognized that he had gone to war, not for his particular beliefs, so that the children that he might have in the future could lead safe lives, could speak up about what they thought and believed in, could make mistakes and grow in peace and love and make a contribution to the world. And that's what we all want to do, right? And we should take that to heart, because every single one of us matters, no matter where we live. And the other thing that matters is education. It's taking the time to learn about what we're living here for, what our country boundaries matter, what they are like. It was Franklin Roosevelt who said that democracy only succeeds if we make a choice, a wise choice, for it to succeed. And the safeguard of democracy is education, of learning, okay? But we can also learn by example. Yes, we have to go to school. We have to learn the rules of voting. We have to learn the rules of being a citizen. You stop at red lights, you go at green lights, that kind of thing. But what does it take to be an authentic, grounded citizen? And it starts at home in your families, whether they're animals or human. It starts with kindness, with consideration, respect, with agreeing to disagree and keep talking. I mean, that conversation with my dad was an eye-opener for me, as we had been arguing and all of a sudden it was like, yes, we were able to argue because my dad had laid it on the line in the war. He was shot numerous times. And he survived it. But war is an extraordinary event. It's not something we want to participate in. It's not something we want to support. We want to support community and connection. So how do we do that in our communities? Well, here I prepared a few examples to talk with you about today and see what you think. Some years ago, we had a severe storm here in Seattle, and everything went down. Power went down for days. I mean, the storm was so severe. And I will talk about the cause of that storm in another show, because it did have to do with intuition. Snapped power lines, and Seattle was without power for some days. So here are two examples of what happened during that storm. At the time, I had two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels and a cat. We were without power for 2.5 days. And on the first day, you know, I had not slept much through the storm and I had a bad migraine. So I asked my neighbor, who had gas power in his home and therefore could actually use their stove, I asked him if I could have a cup of hot water to make tea. And he said, sure, for $5. And then he walked off laughing. Somebody that I had been a guest in their home. I mean, that was extraordinary. And is that citizenship? So then my power came back on finally after 2.5 days, but it didn't come on for other people in the areas, just how the power lines were set up. So for several days, people came to my house. They showered, they cooked, they washed clothes, and they got warm. Okay, so which one of those two examples would you choose to emulate as, first of all, just a decent human being, and secondly, as a citizen? Okay, which one of those demonstrated love? Okay, and demonstrated just compassion and kindness and just looking out for other people? So here's another example. This winter, I was really sick. I mean, for like 3 months, I caught this cough, cold thing going around, fever, high fever. I had a high fever for 8 days. I was really, really sick. And during the worst of it, a new neighbor I barely knew took me to the doctor, bought groceries. And then another neighbor, who's a long-term friend, brought more food and more coconut water for the fever and electrolytes, and then took my dog Ollie for the weekend. All right, just said, pack him up, I'm taking him. And that's how my fever finally broke, that I didn't have to get up and take my dog out 5 times a day. I live in a condo with no yard. So, that's an example of people coming together and, really supporting each other. And years ago, a friend of mine had a brain tumor, and she told me she wasn't feeling quite right. And I looked at her and I saw it, and I was like, oh my God, why do I see these things? And I urged her to go to the doctor, which she did, and they found the tumor and they operated. And so here's a very fit, healthy person, really dependent. And so what did the neighborhood do? We got together and made sure, she and her husband were taken care of, because that's what you do, right? You take care of people. And that's a simple way of banding together in your neighborhoods and your cities to create community. So my young Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Ollie, my third Cavalier, he's going to be 2 on July 28th, and he's suddenly afraid of men. I mean, it's like, what is wrong here? Now, we're out and about every day, and I am not necessarily an extrovert, and I certainly have become more so in 20 years with Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, because they just draw a crowd wherever they go. So I'm out and I'm really puzzled as to why my young dog is suddenly afraid of men. I mean, he used to throw himself in anybody's arms, and now he's afraid of men. So there are a lot of people in my neighborhood. It's a beach community. They're kind of angry because we have a lot of young people coming up on the evenings, parking, loud noises, loud music. They're having fun with their friends. Their cars are really amped up, very loud and noisy. And people are upset with that. Well, I'm glad that they're coming to the beach because, right, sea air is really good for everybody, right? And I like seeing them have fun, and I figure we can share the beach because they're not here in the wintertime, so whatever, everybody gets a chance to enjoy the beach. But a lot of people are afraid of these young people, and I just go up to them and I'm like, oh wow, those are cool shoes. Can you tell me about that? Or wow, that car, like, how do you get it to look like that? Or how do you get that shine? Or something to point out that I'm paying attention to them. And every single time they're responding, they're like all puffed up and proud that some old lady and her dog on the beach are paying attention to them. And they tell me about their shoes or about their car. And I don't understand a bit of it, but they're connecting, right? And there's that little bit of connection between perfect strangers that makes a difference in the world. Or you point out the bald eagle that suddenly is flying through the neighborhood. So lately, with my poor little dog who's afraid suddenly of men, I've mentioned it to these young men on the street. They're all different races, different backgrounds. I don't even know where half of them come from, different parts of the city. And they'll say, oh, what a cute dog. And I say, yeah, but he's afraid of men lately. Do you know every single one of those young men, and this has been going on now for the last 2 weeks, they'll get down on their knees. They'll stop what they're doing and they'll get down on their knees and they'll reach out to him and they'll talk to him very gently and they'll pet him. Oh my God, you know, this is what makes a country. This is what makes citizenship. It's taking care of other people. It's connecting with other people and making things better. It's demonstrating love, okay? And it's so very simple. It's just stepping outside of yourself, maybe even your comfort level, to connect for a moment with a perfect stranger. You know, maybe not eye to eye, because wow, some people are really freaked out about eye to eye contact, but connecting with them in some way, and you don't know what kind of a difference that makes in the world. Some years ago, long before I had dogs, I was out walking down the beach and there was a black man standing beside a car and the car was just blaring out what I came to understand was hip hop music. So I'm behind the times, right? But it was really, really loud and it was just head pounding loud. And I hesitated and I was looking at the car and looking to the man, and he turned to me and he came over and he turned the radio down and he said, "Oh, you don't have to be afraid of me. That's just music that I like." And I was so embarrassed because this man thought I was afraid of him. And I said, you know, and I was hesitating and he thought I was afraid of him. But look, he went out of his way to assure me I didn't need to be afraid of him and to be really friendly. And I said in response, I said, "Oh, it's not you at all. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I just thought the music was really loud and I was wondering how much louder it would be as I walked by your car." And he just laughed and turned down the music, and that was it. That was a connection between us. But I challenge you to try that. It's a holiday weekend. Go out and in a crowd and just say hello to people. See what happens. We'll be back after the break.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcott, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Aubrey Wallace, MD. Whether you have a chronic health issue or simply want to feel your best and be your best, consider an appointment with Dr. Aubrey Wallace, a naturopathic physician and medical intuitive with an international practice near Seattle, Washington. A third-generation healer, Dr. Wallace uses her extensive training and an intuitive approach to help her patients find what's really keeping them from the healthy, balanced lives they deserve. Her compassionate approach treats the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit, using therapies from homeopathic medicines to energy healing. She helps you as her patient to love being you. Dr. Wallace works in person or by Skype. Learn more about her work at lovebeingyou.info. Mention this ad and receive 15% off a medical intuition session. That's Dr. Aubrey Wallace at lovebeingyou.info.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14,
31, 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Practical Intuitive. It's Robin Fritz, intuitive and spiritual consultant and past life regression specialist in Seattle, Washington. You're welcome to call in with questions, comments, or a brief intuitive reading and healing, 202-570-7057, or email me at robin@robinfritz.com, R-O-B-Y-N-F-R-I-T-Z. So, we were talking about connecting in our neighborhoods and our citizenship. So years ago, I read a book by Marianne Williamson, and one of the things she said in that book really struck me, and I think it might be a return to love, and it was something about democracy in America. But she said something, and I've been practicing it ever since, and I invite you to do this too. As a citizen of the planet, okay, when you meet someone or when you don't meet someone, I tell people in my intuitive classes, in my healing classes, try this in a deli, crowded deli, when you, when people have their backs to you, and just put out this energy of the divine in me greets the divine in you. How profound is that? But I will tell you, they will notice. And I have done this in crowded delis just to amuse myself and to, you know, spread a little patience and compassion, and just because I like to experiment. And I'll look at somebody's back and I'll say, the divine in me greets the divine in you, in my head, okay, not out loud. And I swear, they turn around and they're looking like, what just happened, right? Because that's energy, people. That's energy, the vibration of connection, right? So here's what you can do to be a good citizen. Try that. The divine in me greets the divine in you, even as somebody you don't like, all right? Be polite. Say hello, or at least make eye contact and nod at people. You'd be surprised how many people are alone and lonely and don't connect with anyone outside of the actual have to go to work kind of connect. That's not good enough. Respect our differences and, you know, cherish them. I mean, that's what makes the world interesting, right? Learn from each other. Obviously, treat others like you would like to be treated, like a fellow citizen who's just trying to get along. And just release the energy of love. Let it loose in the world. I mean, if coffee fueled the enlightenment, what can love do right now in this troubled world that we live in? And back to the issue of education. It was Franklin Roosevelt who said, the only thing that's going to help democracy is if we are educated, okay? So that includes taking voting seriously. You know, people died for the right for us to vote. You know, it's been less than 100 years that women have the right to vote. But what does voting mean? So here in Seattle, okay, I have to say the city of Seattle absolutely exasperates me. And here's why. I'm not the only one, okay? So I'm not just being cantankerous for the heck of it. We vote on an issue in the city of Seattle, and then the city council does whatever it likes. Now, those of you who are Americans, does that sound familiar now on a national scale? We vote, and then they decide whatever they want to do? Okay, think about that. I always thought democracy meant your vote should count and the majority should rule. So clearly we need some changes in this country, but I'm not just talking Seattle. But here's what happened in the city of Seattle, and here was a response from people. They put on the ballot that did we want to build 2 stadiums for, one was a baseball team and the next one was football. We said, no, we don't want to pay for it. We don't want it. So what happened the next day? The city decided to go ahead anyway, but we voted it down. Like, where did our vote count? It didn't count, right? And is that what democracy is? And that's what worries me about where we are in the world right now. But the last straw was literally the bag law. Okay, so they decided to put to a vote whether we should have bags in the grocery stores. plastic bags or paper bags or any bags at all. They wanted to ban bags that they give out at the store. And we're like, just leave us alone. We like our bags, okay? We all use the bags for garbage, right? So just leave us alone. We want our bags. We said, no, leave the bag law alone. And what did the city council do? Put a ban on bags, even though we voted it down. And they said, well, this is good for the environment. Well, what's really good for the environment is to follow the law, right? And listen to what the people voted for. So people were like, yeah, I like the bag ban. I'm glad they did that. And I'm like, really, people? Okay, that wasn't the point. The point was we voted against it, and the city council reversed the vote of the democratic process. That's like crazy stuff. Where does that go? And what are they going to do next? Well, we're seeing that right now in our country. We're seeing it all over the world. What happens next when the rule of law is ignored? And we don't always like the rules. We work to change them, to make them fair and just and honorable and loving. And sometimes we lose and sometimes we win. But if we vote, then the vote should count. So pay attention. Get educated, and, you know, something terrible will happen if voting gets ignored, and something terrible has been happening in the world lately. So take your rights seriously. Speak up and ask yourself this question. What does love tell you to do? What does it mean to be a citizen? Well, we've talked about citizenship in our families, okay? The rights of your animals, your children, your human and your animal children. The rights of the people in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, in your country, whatever country you live in. But what about citizenship of the world, okay? So I want to spend the rest of the show talking about what citizenship of the world means, and two really fascinating stories. The first story, we may not have time for the second story, so I want to go to the story that really shook me up, and this happened some years ago. So what the easiest way to say is that before I started working with people and animals and putting my shingle out there to do the work that I'm doing now in the world, a large part of the work I do is with the planet. So I work with weather and land systems, and I will talk about that more in other shows and on my Tuesday morning Facebook Live at Ohm Times Magazine page on Facebook. But the reality is there's more out there than just us humans. And the world doesn't really operate on a human wavelength. It operates on an all-being wavelength. It operates on a planetary wavelength, so to speak. So we humans are walking around the world and we're thinking that we're in charge of it. And we're guardians and caretakers and we're in charge. And the reality is that is not how the world really works. And I can say that in all honesty because that is how I experienced it when I started working with beings who were not humans. So one day years ago, I was experimenting with talking with other beings. And at the time, I guess I was starting to understand that I was astral traveling, which means, you know, you're basically kind of out of your body wandering around. Anyway, I showed up astrally at a place that I now call the Table of Life. Now, I know there were two other people there with me. I could feel them beside me, but I couldn't see them. I was like so stunned at what I was looking at. I was standing there looking at this gigantic table, if you will, with chairs all around it. At least that's what it looked like to me. And, you know, I eventually came to understand that sometimes the things that we humans see are put there for us to see in terms that we understand. So it might not have been a real table, whatever. But that's how it presented itself to me. And it was in outside, and there was grass and trees and birds and flowers and blue sky. It was really kind of cool. And there were a lot of beings there. None of them were human. I mean, there were little animals like possums, and there were birds, and there were trees and flowers. They were all walking around and talking, and all these beings that maybe we would call aliens, but they certainly didn't look like humans, right? And I immediately understood they were taking different forms to represent different beings on the planet, because it's kind of hard for a hurricane to show up in that form. Kind of has to take a body of form for a human brain to kind of register it. So there were all manner of different beings there looking out, walking around and chatting. Some were sitting down at the table. And I'm just, you know, stupefied. Who wouldn't be, right? And I'm just staring at them. Okay. And one of those beings, a very tall male figure, sees me, and he's very upset, okay, people. He's like angry and worried and alarmed, and he comes charging over to me and the two people who are standing next to me. Now, he's not looking human, and he's really tall, and he's very concerned and upset, and he rushes up to me, and he goes, "Where are the rest of the humans? Don't you know how important this is? The planet needs all of us working together. Where are the humans?" I'm like, well, did I suddenly become a spokesperson for the human race? I was like, what? I said, I don't think other humans even know this place exists. Like, what is this place? Right? I didn't have a clue. And I guess my wide-eyed, like, shock registered with him, because he kind of calmed down and he looked at me and he said, "This is the table of life." Okay, I'll finish that story after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Rosie Gremmert at IcanDoHardThings.com. When was the last time nothing was holding you back, physically or emotionally, from the good you want to do for yourself and for the world? If you want to feel great and make it last, Rosie Gremmert will use her decades of experience and expertise as a certified essential oil therapist, certified holistic health coach, and certified grief support specialist. To create the best version of you, just email rosie@icandoheartthings.com and put Om Times in the subject line. You'll get access to Rosie's exclusive I Can Do Hard Things 30-Day Courage Dare and get 25% off all purchases. That's rosie@icandoheartthings.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz live in Seattle, Washington. And I was telling the story of showing up astrally at a place I've come to call the Table of Life. And there were so many different beings there, all different animals that we see here. Everything was there, trees, plants, animals, whatever. The only thing that wasn't there were people, human people. And this man who, I don't know, some sort of a being that was part tree looking, and he came rushing up to me. He was very angry and upset. Where are the rest of the humans? Don't you know how important this is? The planet needs us all working together. And I said, I don't think other humans even know this place exists. What is it? And he said, it's a table of life. It's where we all work together to help the planet stay healthy. It's always evolving. The planet, he meant. The planet is always evolving. And we are too, together. Okay, people, so that was a real eye-opener for me. So let me tell you about this table of life. It was full. There were all manner of beings there, animals, plants, ocean creatures, everything, including many things we don't think of as actual beings or even alive, because everything, the rocks under your feet, your home, your chair, your tables, your cars, it's all alive. It all has consciousness, and it'll all talk with you. I know, because I don't talk about anything that I don't personally experience. So I know those things talk to you. So they were all sitting down at the table because we, as citizens of this planet, are here to grow our souls, obviously, but also to contribute to the welfare of our conscious evolving planet. The only empty seats at the table of life were those reserved for humans. We are not there. Okay? If we're talking democracy on the 4th of July weekend in the United States of America, and I'm telling you that we are not there at the table of life, which is what will make the difference in the future of our planet and our children's future and their grandchildren and their grandchildren and their grandchildren on out. So what is citizenship? What is spiritual democracy? How can we practice it in the world? How does love affect democracy, our place in the world? So look at it, if you will, as a mindset and a daily practice that all life is sacred, all life is equal, everything is alive, conscious, has a job to do, has a soul, has a responsibility, has opinions, and it's up to us to start trying to connect with them because they're waiting for us to do that. They can't get through to us because we don't even believe they're there, right? So we are all equal and divine. We have a job to be at that table of life, and we're not there. We are accountable for our actions in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, our counties, our states, our countries, wherever they are. We all have jobs. We all have responsibilities. We must practice consideration, respect, compassion, and we must serve. We can hope that others will help us when we need it, as my neighbors have helped me and as I have helped them, but we better help them when they need it. You know, you better step up to the plate, because that's how you, one of the ways you grow your soul is by stepping outside of yourself to consider what other people need. Spiritual democracy requires integrity, and we've all got that. And all of the listeners here at this wonderful place that the Om Times creators have made for us together to grow in love and connection with each other and with the planet, we're all here for that, okay? We're all here to be here together. So, wow. I've grown a lot from the years that I left the country at a celebration to being happy that I am an American citizen and that I'm a citizen of the planet and that I am aware that the rest of the planet is alive. And let's come together in love and peace and consideration and do what we can for each other, for the planet. Get out and vote. That's a sacred right. It's people have not just died for it. They fought for the right for us to vote. And our votes matter. They don't seem to be mattering right now in some places of the world. But they will in the end, because freedom is something that is part of us. And it is something that we need to continue to grow our souls. In my work as a past life regression specialist, I see so many troubled lifetimes, old lifetimes. People suffered greatly, but they also had amazing abilities. I've talked with people hundreds of years ago in working with clients that showed us how energy worked. I mean, simple, happy lives, and we can have that here now. So for this 4th of July weekend, I wish you peace and love and prosperity wherever you are in the world, especially in America as we celebrate this, as we look forward to where we grow our souls together. So let me tell you about things that are coming up. Oh, I want to give a quote here, Winston Churchill. You know, I'm kind of fond of Winston Churchill. His family protected Cavalier King Charles Spaniels in Great Britain. And my boy Ollie is a red and white Cavalier, which is called Blenheim, after Blenheim Palace, the Churchill family residence. So he said, "All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word: freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope." Fitting words for our 4th of July and for our practice and our examination, and I hope it continues for the entire rest of your lives, how we can be citizens of the world. So, upcoming dates with me. You are more than welcome, and you will be wonderfully, gratefully received. I do intuitive and spiritual consulting and past life regression work worldwide on Skype, and also do phone consultations. Intuitive and personal and business consultations, animal communication, mediumship. I work with my dad on the other side to talk with your family members and friends who have passed on. Space clearing, you know, ghost busting sometimes. We've talked about that, and we'll talk about it more in future shows. Intuitive consultations and spiritual consulting. So past life regression, between life regression, shamanic techniques, which are basically similar to past life regression and energy healing, as well as individual mentoring and workshops. You will find me at robinfritz.com. Intuitive consultations can be anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour. The past life regression sessions go up to 2 hours. Check out what my offerings are. I'd love to talk with you and work with you. At Learn It Live, at experts.omtimes.com/Robin Fritz, I'm offering online webinars, one on spirit guides coming up, working and healing with crystals, animal communication, future shows, animals in the afterlife, how you can connect to your dead on your own, how you can clear yourself and your space, just so many different things. I'm trying to figure out how I can do my all-day intuitive workshop over a period of several weeks so that people will learn to talk with their cars and with the weather. And you go like, why would I want to do that? Because you really lead a more complete life, which makes you better at home and at work. The Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, join me at Facebook Live at Om Times Magazine page. Tomorrow I was going to talk about sacred play, but I may also talk about more about spiritual democracy and invite your thoughts and your feelings about that. But join me every week for that. And Monday, July 10th, I'm taking to heart the fact that it's summer, and I will be out on Puget Sound talking with whales and bald eagles and the ocean. So I'll report back on that. But my show on Monday, July 10th, will be pre-recorded. So we'll end the show today. Close down your connection with Fallon. I'd like you to sit back and take a deep breath. And we're going to practice your natural healing ability. If you'll take your hands and cross them over your chest. Breathe into the palms of your hands, cross them over your heart, place your hands on your heart. Breathe into your palms of your hands. And as you breathe in, imagine love and connection and beautiful healing energy from the goddess going into your hands. Then raise the palms of your hands to your mouth and just breathe. Breathe air onto your palms, and then turn your palms outward, facing outward. And just offer that energy to whatever is willing to accept it. No judgment from you, no force at all. Then breathe back into your hands on your chest. Breathe into your palms, energy, and back on your chest again, grounding you back into your bodies. Thank you for joining me. Please let me know any questions or comments and join me tomorrow at Facebook Live. Goodbye and happy holidays.